previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm really good in bed. Mind-blowingly good in bed. And then he sleeps with Olivia instead of me.
I'm having a baby, too. Yes, I am. A little boy.
You lied to me.
You'll be a better doctor for it.
I'm on my desk.
When Derek broke up with you, I was there. All I ever am is there for you guys, and the one time I need you.
Are you okay?
I failed the medical boards.
Karev, it's over. It's done. You screwed up.
If I take the exam for a second time and I don't pass,
you will no longer be a surgical resident at Seattle Grace.
It's an urban myth that suicide rates spike at the holidays. Turns out, they actually go down.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Experts think it's because people are less inclined to off themselves when surrounded by family.
Looks like Santa threw up in here.
Just go with it. We're being supportive.
Oh, hey. What do you think? Did I go too overboard? Oh, I know sometimes I can go a little overboard.
No, that's great. We love it.
Oh, yay! I love Christmas.
We know.
Ironically, that same family togetherness is thought to be the reason that depression rates actually do spike at the holidays. Yeah, okay, Izzy doesn't count.
I thought you might like to help me decorate it tonight. Mark our first Christmas together.
I'm Jewish.
Seriously?
My stepfather, Saul Rubinstein.
Oh, right.
Wide as she is tall.
Are her ankles swollen? Is that why she's waddling?
What's gonna happen to us when she goes on leave?
Leave? She's going on leave? What do you think happens when people push babies out of their vagina?
Do you think we're gonna get a new resident?
What?
They'll probably just let us all wander around unattended, see how much damage we can do.
Yeah, well, you would know. Hey, you guys, we should all get together and get Bailey a Christmas gift for the baby. Or we could organize some sort of Secret Santa thing.
Okay, listen, Tiny Tim, you can take
some. Secret Santa sounds great, Izzy.
Okay.
We're being supportive.
Hey.
Hey. You okay? You seem...
Yeah. You know.
Holidays.
Oh. Yeah. I do know.
Tim Epstein, 38, fell off the roof of his house.
I was stringing Hanumas lights and a shingle came loose.
Hanumas?
Hanumas, Christmaka, we go all out.
Awesome. He fell 12 feet.
Good news is my head broke my fall.
There are no visible deformities, but he's definitely having some focal left arm weakness.
He'll probably be fine. He's always been a little hard-headed.
Does your head hurt when you laugh?
Is that a bad thing?
You follow my finger, your eyes, cool.
I know karate.
You know, your husband might need a little quiet, so there's a cafeteria.
No. Whoa, let him stay. Pain or no, I don't want to miss out on the holidays with my kids.
I'd like to take this trip. I'll see that for CT. Stevens, it is.
Have a dog.
No dog.
Come on,
get a dog. Nadia Shelton, 41, scheduled for excision of her gastric ulcer.
A lot of good it's done us. She's been scheduled for 3 days.
It's not his fault.
Every day she gets rescheduled for some emergency.
Well, we're very, very sorry for the inconvenience.
Inconvenience?
You watch your child spend 3 days in pain and then come and talk to me about inconvenience.
We get a lot of trauma cases at the holidays. Your daughter's also serious, but it's not.
Is that the news?
He's saying my wife's not important. Is that what he's saying? Is that what I hear?
Grandpa, it's not the remote.
We have Grandpa, we've had him for months.
All right. Dr. O'Malley prepped Mrs. Shelton for our ulcer excision, which will happen this morning.
Thank you. Oh, Ernie.
What?
We're going to go to the needle.
Great, Rev, cover the pit. You can expect all sorts of holiday idiocy, so that is my gift to you. Yang.
Dr. Bailey, you know it's just called. They have a donor heart for a patient of mine.
Heart surgery. I'm free. I'm totally free, right?
I'm available.
No, you're not. You're covering the pit. Yang, it's yours.
Thank you.
Pit.
Damn. Heart transplant. Would have liked to have seen that.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Meaning?
I retake the boards tomorrow. Pretty sure I'm going to fail, which makes today my last day here, and I get to spend it doing stitches in the pit.
So, when does Hanukkah fall this year?
No idea.
Oh. Well, if there are any more traditions you want me to be aware of.
Oh, no, Burke, seriously? I haven't observed religious holidays since I was old enough to know better.
As fast as you can. You can go.
Good morning, Justin. Marion.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Burke.
I'm here with good news. Great news.
You don't mean that...
You know it's called. We have a heart. I'll operate this morning.
You hear that, baby? Santa Claus is bringing you a new heart for Christmas.
Tell a fat ass to give it to someone else. I don't want it. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm sorry, Dr. Burke. He's tired today.
I'm tired every day. I hate Christmas every day. And I'm not having another stupid operation.
Justin, I know surgery can be frightening, but you need this heart. You've worn out your last one.
His last one?
Justin had a heart transplant as a baby, but his heart hasn't aged as well as he has. You understand that, Justin? Your heart just can't keep up with you anymore. You need a new one.
I don't care. I don't want it.
Can you tell me why not?
Anxiety attacks, aneurysms, and ulcers.
Must be December.
Chief, Adele just called.
Tell her I'm in.
She knows you're not in surgery, and she said to tell you, quote, "We are going to our niece's school pageant this morning. You have known about it for months, and after what you pulled on Thanksgiving," and then she started using a great many words that I don't feel comfortable repeating.
But I have 7 surgeons on vacation.
And there was something about divorce.
You'll have to cover my ulcer excision.
Yes, sir.
A woman is unreasonable. Winded watching a 6-year-old dressed up like a wise man. You couldn't hang
up. Male 44 had a gastric bypass. 3 weeks post-op reported extreme pain when we found him. Says something about fruitcake.
Well, not just torn his abdomen wide open. You're going to have to fight me for this one.
It's all yours, my parting gift.
Okay.
For your mom, I've got a Lambswool blanket, handmade in Edinburgh. It's soft, comfortable, it says no pain from hurting your son, except with fabric.
Addie, you know my mom loves you.
No, she used to love me. I got a lot of ground to make up for with these gifts. So what do you think? Plain or plaid?
I don't know, whatever.
Christmas shopping.
I'm just really not in the mood for it right now. Okay.
Okay, well, how about French food and Scottish catalogs tonight, around 9?
Well, I guess that depends.
Dr. Shepard?
Time to get out of here. Yeah.
I have Tim Epstein's CT scans back.
Ah, good. What do you think?
It's not great.
Funny, funny. What do you think of this scooter?
I can't hear what blood the guy is saying.
Josh, what is the guy?
Car? Hang on, I got 3 hours.
I can't hear what...
Language, Josh!
Do you have any questions about the surgery?
Apart from when you're actually going to do it?
We're doing it now.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Any questions?
No. I've had 3 bleeding ulcers in the last 5 years.
Yeah. I hope you read the chart.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bailey, gastric perforation just came in.
Damn. All right, take Mrs. Shelton back to her room.
Seriously?
Do I look like I'm kidding? Tell her we'll get to her this afternoon. Gray, call the ER, tell them to send him up and then scrub in.
Alex Karev, failed his boards, and he's retaking them tomorrow. He can't study for a practical by himself. If he fails again, he's out.
Okay, go. O'Malley.
Yeah?
After you drop her off, get back here and scrub in.
All right.
Okay, Justin.
Well, I told you I don't want the heart. Why are you doing this?
Because you need it. And until you're 18, your mother calls all the shots.
My mother's a liar. You heard her. She said the heart came from Santa Claus. She shouldn't get to decide anything.
Yeah. Well, you could make a run for it. But the heart you have won't get you very far.
Are we ready?
Just about.
How about you, buddy? Are you ready?
If I die in a surgery, can you give this heart to some other kid?
Not gonna happen, Justin. Not on my watch.
Here we go.
And it was only one day of oil.
And then what happened?
It lasted 8 whole days and nights. And it was a miracle.
I want to see that part.
Mr. Epstein, I'm sorry to interrupt. You remember Dr. Shepherd?
Should we talk more privately?
Just tell us. Is it bad?
The fall has caused a subdural hematoma.
I don't even know what that means.
That means your dad, his brain is bleeding.
Great.
Look, there's some risks to the surgery. It has to happen before the bleeding gets worse.
What kind of risks?
See, the bleed is in an area of the brain that controls the speech and the motor control.
We don't need an operation, okay?
You know, Jake, I think we do.
But hey, honey. You know something else?
What?
We have a doctor named Shepherd.
Shepherd? Is that a sign from God or what?
Look at that. A beautiful fit. Now all we have to do is figure out why he's so angry.
If I had that mother, I'd be angry too.
Here you go.
Actually, I do have that mother.
Well, his mother is not the problem here. She loves him. She never leaves.
She also never listens. She doesn't know him.
Justin's depressed. You heard him. He doesn't want to live. I just hope he changes his mind before it's too late.
What do you mean, too late?
With all medical realities being equal, why does one patient live and another dies? I believe there's a mind-body-spirit connection. And if Justin really doesn't want this heart, his body will reject it.
Okay, but let me get this straight. You don't just celebrate Christmas. You actually believe in Santa Claus?
Dr. Yang? Go and schedule a psychiatric consult for our patient.
We're not done here.
You are.
I don't know. It hurts here and here and back here.
Chance you got hit by a truck and forgot about it?
You're judged on bedside manner, Alex. I wouldn't be surprised if that's why you failed the last time.
Could you be any more patronizing? I didn't ask for your help.
Enough with the ego, you big baby. I gave up a surgery for this. Now, like I said, it hurts here and here and back here. Oh, and this morning, I noticed my poop was a funny grayish color.
Wow, that's all you can save of his stomach?
Yep. Eating is what this man lives for. We should put him out of his misery.
Paging Dr. Karevian.
What did you just say?
Just, it's a joke. Kevorkian Karevian? Alex Karev?
I get the joke. I just don't think it's funny. You see this, O'Malley? I make one mistake with this scalpel and this man's dead. My husband, he makes mistakes at his job all the time. As far as I know, he's never killed anyone, but I have, and you will. And Alex did. He made a math mistake, and a man died for it. And run that past your accountant. See how he'd feel if every mistake he made, someone ended up dead. Look, you don't have to like Alex. You don't have to care about him, but you damn well have to be on his side.
Okay, that's good. Hold that.
What a great family. Hanumas, Chrismica. And how cute are those kids?
Really, Dr. Stevens. Chrismica?
Is it 1.5?
I think it's sweet.
CICP.
Do you happen to know what time of year neurosurgeons are the busiest, Dr. Stevens?
No, there's a time of year.
Well, there's no hard or fast rule, but brain injuries tend to pile up around the holidays, like our friend here. Folks fall off their roofs while they string up lights, or they go skating for the first time in a decade, with their heads open. And every year, people drive through blizzards to get to parties where they kiss germ-infected strangers under poisonous mistletoe, and then they get so drunk that they smash their heads through the windshield on their way home. Like I said, there's no hard or fast rule.
Does this hurt, Mrs. Gray?
Yes, doctor.
How about here? Does it hurt here?
Yes, it does.
Okay, seriously, if you're that lonely, there are excellent vibrators. I can give you a catalog.
He failed his boards. I'm helping him study.
You failed your practical?
Glad to know you keep a secret, Gray.
I kept your secret. It didn't do you any good. He needs our help.
Oh, you're not serious.
What if it were you?
It wouldn't be.
Well, what if it were?
It wouldn't be.
I have to go. Be a patient. Do it for me.
Yeah, but when Tiny Tim goes all Norman Bates on us, I'm blaming you.
Diagnosis?
Gallstones.
Yes.
I'm a 55-year-old man. I'm nauseous and I can't stop throwing up.
Forget it, all right? I didn't ask for anybody's help.
Okay, Evil Spawn, you can nurse your pride. Keyword being nurse. Or you can pass your test and be a doctor. Up to you.
Any abdominal pain?
Yes, from my giant fat belly all the way to my back. Oh, and I'm drunk. Hiccup, hiccup.
I got another one for you.
Oh, got it. He tried to gift wrap the 70-inch TV for his wife.
Hernia?
Strangulated, pretty ugly.
And you just know the wife hates TV. Gray, is that other project covered?
I think so.
And scrub in. O'Malley, go tell Nadia Sheldon. She's off the schedule till tomorrow.
Till tomorrow?
Another day's not gonna kill me, Jimmy.
I promise it tomorrow for
today
sure.
Was for sure.
What's he saying?
He's saying they can't operate till tomorrow.
Outrageous!
I cannot believe it!
Could you please turn that down? Your mother needs to rest.
Who are you? My dad?
Sir, could you please tell your son?
Don't talk to me about my son.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Really sorry.
Is anybody going to clean it?
I think that your wife should rest.
So I'm looking at Christmas shopping for my son.
Mess me up,
Grandma.
You people have ruined everything. Don't be happy.
And very sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Very sorry. That's good to hear, Doc. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, okay, the way you're grabbing me now, that's assault. This is an exam, Pat.
What the hell? Does Izzy know? Does Burke know about this?
Unbunch your panties, George. We're helping Alex study.
Do it. I can't hear you when his hand's on your boob.
Take your hand off my boob, Alex.
Thank you. Study for what?
Shut it, Dave.
Alex failed his boards.
Seriously?
I failed one part of one board.
That's still, that's pretty embarrassing.
He's all yours, Georgie. Do your worst.
You're not giving me a rectal? Do not ask me to cough.
Dr. Cohen to radiology. Dr. Cohen to radiology.
Page me.
I didn't see a psych consult scheduled here.
I couldn't get one. I tried to, but they told me to come back in January.
You disrespected me. You mocked me in my OR. That can't happen.
It won't happen again.
You equated my spirituality with a belief in Santa Claus.
Burke, science is the one thing. You know, it's the one thing we have in common. I'm an intern, you're not. I'm a slob, and you're not. I say I want to keep our relationship private, and you go and tell the chief of surgery, and you ask me to move in with you, and now you're religious.
Spiritual. There's a difference.
Well, not to me. I don't know what we're doing.
But right now, we're working. Page me if he spikes a fever. Tell Mrs. Davidson to hire a private therapist or a priest, anyone Justin would talk to.
Thank you.
Mrs. Epstein?
Oh. How is he?
He's gonna be fine. He's still a little groggy.
My dad wants to see me now, okay?
Okay.
Now I have to run on my
Let's run and see Dad.
It's okay, guys.
Daddy's okay.
Daddy. I could kiss it better, Daddy.
Lynn, I have a headache.
I'll sing for you, Daddy.
No.
Dashing through this now.
No.
I don't want her to
play. Damn it, Leah. Shut up! I can't stand that insipid song!
Tim!
Just get out! Get out! Get the hell out of here, all of you!
You stupid stubborn! You broke my dad's brain!
How did that happen? I mean, his personality, he didn't go anywhere near the frontal lobe.
Well, the CT might have missed something. Or, you know, the personality change could be a reaction from the anesthesia wearing off. Could be the pain.
He was in pain before the surgery.
You know, watch him for a couple hours. If he doesn't improve, get a new CT.
Okay.
Dr. Stevens.
You had his brain open. Literally open. He was laying there, unconscious and vulnerable. And
you think I poisoned him with my anti-holiday venom?
Well, you're the one that's always saying there's a lot about the brain that we don't know. How do you know that your words didn't speak to him on some unconscious level? I mean, he trusted you to be his Shepherd.
Dr. Stevens, you should be a little embarrassed.
I am.
Good.
Oh, this is the CCU. There are no trees allowed in the CCU.
I know, but it's never really been enforced. So. How's he doing?
Surgery went smoothly, but it's too soon to tell.
He's really a good boy, you know. You just met him at a difficult time. He's been down. I don't know why. But Father Mike will be able to talk to him.
No offense, but your son doesn't seem to be a fan of the holidays. He doesn't believe in Santa.
Yes, well, a mother's job is to protect her child's innocence. And this Christmas could be his last time, so.
That's what you said last year. The year before that.
Oh, my baby, you're awake. You look great. My big, strong boy. Santa brought you back to me.
What are you doing?
Sorry. CCU regulations.
Are we using mesh?
Yes. The conjoined tendon is...
Dr. Bailey?
Someone want to throw up in the body cavity.
Dr. Bailey, are you all right?
No.
Fine. Do you need...
Need a minute, Gray. Oh, when you operate, the rest of the world goes away. Hunger, thirst, pain. You don't feel it in the OR, but it's not that way when you're sharing your body with another person. Okay.
Malari.
Diva retractor.
Are you sure you don't want me to go find someone to take over for you?
What I want you to find me is a strawberry milkshake. Extra thick.
Seriously?
Yeah, nausea comes with the hunger, Gray. Go.
My throat, it's like wicked sore, yo. Plus, I got all these sick breakouts, right?
Dude. Seriously. All right, sit down.
Open up your mouth, I'd like to inspect your tonsils.
What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
Fake sick. I failed my practical board exam. O'Malley's helped me study.
You failed your... You're helping him?
Just to study, nothing else.
Is he?
No, you don't get to say my name, and you were unbelievable.
I was doing the whole fever and glass thing. The acne was just part of the whole teenager thing. Izzy, would you wait?
I say I like the guy, and you can't stop hating him.
Izzy,
and as soon as he screws me over,
Izzy,
you're his new best friend.
He failed his boards. This is important.
He cheated on me.
Busted?
Yeah, I'm busted.
His exam is tomorrow.
Your illness, too?
He cheated on me. God.
I told you she'd find out.
Of course you're in on this.
She let him touch her boobs.
Oh, he cheated on me with George's skanky Zipner.
That is just plain rude.
We know he cheated on you. That's why we let you turn the living room into Santa's freaking village.
What?
We're not big on holidays. You know that. But we're trying to be supportive because you're having a hard time. But right now, Alex, he's having a harder time.
Why does everybody care what kind of time Alex is having?
Because he's dirty Uncle Sal. He's dirty Uncle Sal. The one who embarrasses everyone at family reunions and who can't be left alone with the teenage girls, but you invite him to the picnic anyway. I have a mother who doesn't recognize me. As far as family goes, this hospital, you guys are it. So, I know you're pissed at Alex, but maybe you could try to help him anyway. Sort of like in the spirit of this holiday you keep shoving down everybody's throats.
You.
What?
Boob?
Nadia Shelton's ulcer perforated. She's vomiting blood by the pint.
Is the chief back?
No.
All right, both of you scrub in. I'm gonna need all the help I can get.
Well, there it is. Left side of his frontal lobe. Now, why didn't we see that before?
Intercerebral bleeds can have a delay presentation.
Right. You want to get him out of there? Just prep an OR. I'm gonna talk to his wife.
Dr. Stevens?
Nice talking to you.
Think she'll ever talk to me again? Am I invisible? I'm feeling strangely invisible. Also inaudible.
What?
Another surgery. So I guess dinner shopping is out?
Yeah. It's not gonna happen tonight. Sorry.
No, you're not. I'm just trying to figure out why you're not. It's Christmas, Dad.
Yeah. No.
It's our season. What's going on? Are you mad? Are you depressed? What?
Yeah. Mr. Epstein here is depressed. He's bleeding from his frontal lobe. Everything's fine. We're fine, Annie. You know, just I'll see you at home. Okay? You need a second surgery, Mr. Epstein. Frontal lobe is difficult. We may be able to improve things, but you should be prepared for the possibility that things could get worse.
That's great. That's just great. I'm so glad we came to this hospital so I could be treated by a bunch of quacks who don't know their asses from the inside of my skull.
This isn't my husband. This is not my husband. He doesn't speak to me this way. He doesn't speak to anyone this way.
I know this is difficult, Mrs. Epstein, but the important thing right now is that we stop the bleeding.
He's the love of my life. And I know that you have a lot of other patients and we do a lot of other surgeries. I just love my life. I just need your word that you will treat this change in my husband's personality as seriously as you would a fatal cancer. Because that's the way this feels to me and my kids. We were happy. We were a happy family. And just, if you could just fix this, just fix it.
I'm going to do everything in my power, all right? Okay.
I didn't want it. I already got one new heart. I didn't deserve another one.
Justin, you don't have to feel guilty about having a new heart. God wants you to live. That's why he sent you the heart.
I'm not stupid, okay? God didn't send me the heart. And there's no such thing as God.
Justin!
Marianne. It's all right.
The heart I have now. My mom told me the heart came from Santa. I thought elves made it in their factory. Or whatever. But that's not true, is it?
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Because I heard the nurses talking. Where it really came from is some other kid. Some other kid had to die so I could live.
Justin. Baby.
And then I grew that kid's heart. So for the last 2 years, Mom has been praying that another kid would die for me. That's what you pray for all the time. Isn't it, Mom? That's what she prays for, Father. How does God feel about that?
Justin,
baby. Wake up, Justin. Ness!
Please, no.
Help me.
No.
Please.
Cover.
Justin.
Just stay back.
Justin, baby, I'm right. Please, Justin, I love
you. Please, Justin, shut her up. Flash card, come in. Please invade him. Charge the pedal to 100. Charge. Clear. Clear.
Can you get him back on the donors list? I mean, if it's a bad heart.
Not a bad heart.
Well, can you get him back on the list?
He's waited 2 years for this heart. He has to fight for it. He has to decide he wants to live.
Okay, medically speaking, is there anything else we haven't done?
The way you're feeling right now, it's why I have to believe in something bigger than me. Because if I didn't, that powerlessness would eat me alive.
Drill, please.
Yeah. Any danger with two craniotomies in one day?
No more than with one. Is there any music?
Any requests?
Christmas carols. Or Hanukkah. Is there such a thing as Hanukkah carols? There is a mysterious thing, Dr. Steeles. You never know what may penetrate the psyche. Oh, look at that.
Kissing ulcers. One's turf, the other one's bleeding.
Two ulcers. Not surprised with that family. I should have thrown them out. Why didn't I throw them out? That's what I should have done. I don't know why I didn't.
Stop whining, O'Malley. You had your chance. You didn't take it. Move on.
Right. Sorry.
Do not kick me.
Excuse me?
Are you kicking me under the table, O'Malley?
No.
Then clearly I wasn't talking to you.
You cannot kick me while I'm doing my job. Thank you.
Wake up. God, no wonder you failed your boards. What, do you expect to learn this stuff by osmosis?
What are you doing here?
I'm a farmer, okay? I've been drooling, puking, and crapping my pants.
You came here to help me study?
Well, I'm not actually crapping my pants now, am I?
Why would you want to help me after what I did?
Because it's what Jesus would freaking do! You know, I don't believe in Santa either, Justin, or God. I believe in medicine. And it's a medical miracle you're alive. With the heart you had, you should have died 2 weeks after you were born. Except some surgeon figured out a way to give you someone else's heart, which is so much cooler than Santa. So I'm just saying, I think you should decide to live. Live so you can become a doctor. And you can find a way to do heart transplants without someone having to die. Or, you know, live so you can grow up and have kids and, you know, raise them not to believe in Santa. That
would piss your mom off. Just decide to live. Because in your case, dying really isn't the best revenge.
How is she?
Is she going to be all right?
She lost a lot of blood, but we were able to replace it and repair the tear. She's going to require several days observation, but she should have a full recovery.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God is right. Because we're certainly not going to thank you. We should sue you for all you're worth. We sat here and sat here and sat here and sat here and sat here. And watched you take
a second chance to screw it up.
You made my daughter wait for 3 whole days for her operation. I should sue you and this whole damned hospital.
Okay, yeah, you could sue us. Or you could consider the possibility of shutting the hell up.
What did you say to me? Did you hear what
I heard? You can't talk to an old lady.
Where
like
is
that.
My daughter? I'd like to see her.
Well, you can't. I'm her doctor. She is my patient, and this is a hospital, which is the kind of place where people can generally use a little peace and quiet. So, no, right now you can't see her. And I'm not saying this because you just threatened to sue Dr. Bailey. You spent the last several hours saving your daughter's life, saving your wife's life. I'm saying this because she is my patient, and she is in the recovery wing of this hospital trying to recover. And visiting hours are over. So good night. And Merry Christmas.
And turns to emotional. Apologies.
Oh, is the nausea constant or intermittent?
Constant.
When did it first start?
After I worked in the fields all day.
Do you have any allergies you're aware of?
No.
Izzy. I never wanted to hurt you.
You didn't hurt me. I don't even know you. I'm a farmer.
You just saw the patient?
What does it look like?
It's organophosphates. Pesticide poisoning. Crying's a symptom, that's it, right?
Christmas, double scotch, single malt.
You're a good man.
Hey, Dr. Shepherd.
Dr. Shepherd?
So, how's Mr. Epstein's frontal lobe?
He woke up smiling.
Congratulations.
Thank you. What are you drinking?
It's a hot butter rum. It's delicious.
It's Dickensian.
No, well, yeah, it is Christmas. Mm. Christmas, Derek. We love Christmas.
we used to.
Christmas makes you want to be with people you love. I'm not saying this to hurt you. Because I want to leave you, because I don't. Meredith wasn't a flank. She wasn't revenge. I fell in love with her. That doesn't go away because I decided to stay with you.
There's an old proverb that says you can't choose your family. You take what the fates hand you. And like them or not, love them or not, understand them or not.
Justin took a turn. His fever's down and he'd be with him.
I wonder what got through to him.
I don't know.
You cope. Pretty. Then there's the school of thought that says the family you're born into is simply a starting point.
What are we doing?
Lights.
They feed you and clothe you and take care of you until you're ready to go out into the world and find your tribe.